This is the Dharma Talk on 26 August 2016 by หลวงพ่อทองใบประพัสโร in วัดนาหลวงโมนาสรี in อุดรธานี Thailand. In every temple, every meditation center, every monastery, since the Buddha time until today, this is not a station.Or institution, but every temple the Buddha set up and give permission to teach to the people. His purpose is wake up a human and make the human realize something. Realize that human they are a ruffian in woman.Ruffian in alcohol drink, ruffian in gamble, and every temple have to prepare themselves to receive this kind of people. The ruffian in woman, ruffian in alcohol drink, ruffian in gamble, or in the other word, they're just a bad person.But we never realize about that. We just think that I come here is not for fun, for play. It's like you come to play table tennis, finish and go home. Just come here to practice one night or two nights and have fun, that's it. Do you have a heart inside your body?Or you put your heart down on your feet? Do you know the word of center, temple, or monastery? What is the purpose? What is the benefit in there? Yes, we practice like this, but we never think how hard, how difficult that the monk have been practiced a lot.Until they achieve. Why don't you compare yourself with them? Why your heart is too shallow? Never realize anything like this. Or you cannot think, you cannot contemplate. And anything that over on talking, thinking, and speaking, who will receive that? Who will take that?Who will confirm this? You have to realize that actually it's yourself that will receive it, will take it. You know, your life won't be barren if you don't do or walk across the line. When you anything that's too much or over or not necessary,This means you walk across the line. You walk across the line to do sin, to do the bad deed, bad karma. So think about this for 5 times. Who is a ruffian? Where are they come from? And how special they are? And who ruffians that's become the leader of the world? Who is he? Is there any center or any temple?That set up a ruffian to be the abbot. There's no way, there's no place, and no one. So we have to think about this. This is the monastery that people come to practice meditation and learn Dharma. You have to realize about this. Don't let it close by ignorance. Why do you believein the road painting that you carry before? Do you still take it at here? Who guarantee you? Don't bring this kind of thing to show off yourself. Because the Deva don't like it, or the Brahman hate it. They don't like the Ruffian.Because the ruffian supposed to stay in hell. If you cannot realize about it, Can you sacrifice being a ruffian? Just remove them out from yourself. You know the danger of talking, the danger of thinking, or the danger of doing. If you talk, you think, you do in the wrong way, that means you make a bad karma or bad deed happen. Why do you want to receive it? Why do you want to collect it? Yes, the benefits from talk, think, and do like this. Yes, it has, but it's useless. Especially ordained to be a monk is more important. And then you come here to practice. You should realize that we practice for a real result. And I can declare to the world, that is my monastery. I won't have any ruffian staying here. Because I have a strong faithfulness to the Buddha. I will not have faithfulness in a ruffian and the normal people. Because I closed the hill already, I will not open to receive this kind of people. But why you still force yourself to open the hill? I was born the same time with your parents, but I never do it. Because the secret is the purified mind. Because if it's dirty, it cannot be sacred. It's only intoxication. No face and no heart. Wherever you live, wherever you stay, we live under the sky and stay on the ground. It's not like you're flying alone all the time. The faithfulness to the Buddha. But who is the Buddha? Where is he? Now you pretend about that. That's why you come here to torture yourself to make a sin. The Buddha who have enlightenment, he is not a stupid person. All the whole world, the Buddha have enlightenment. No world that the Buddha doesn't know. Even though the cause to make the world happen, the Buddha knew it already. Even though the way to extinct the world, the Buddha knew it and can do it clearly. Even though the way how to practice, the Buddha knew it. And then he shared this Dharma to the people. Not only for the human, but it's go to the Deva or Brahmins. And everyone know about this. And my monastery, we lean on to the Buddha teaching. We don't need a ruffian or the bad guy who come to practice here. The first day the Buddha have enlightenment, he got that Dharma. Even though until the day that he passed away, he still have the same Dharma and never change. 45 years of teaching. When the Buddha give the teaching, he also practiced to follow his teaching. It's the same. When he practiced, the teaching is the same too. It's never changed. So, in my temple, I want everyone to do like this and practice like this. Because the Buddha respect in the Dharma, that's why the unrighteous cannot come. And he become the pure Buddha for 100% completely. And do you think you better than this? Who will you trust? If you don't have the faithfulness, so I will let you go and follow your karma. It's alright. Because the dry leaf will flow with the wind. So it's better to plant the faithfulness inside your mind. Don't be stupid. Don't support or increase the defilement to your mind, because it will make yourself fall down and get worse. If you think your mind is wonderful, so why not you enlighten to be the Arahant monk right now? So that's why in every center, every temple, we have to realize what are we doing inside, and how about outside, what are they talking about? You should open your heart, open your mind, and let the Buddha rejoice with your goodness inside. Or do you think you will never die? I'm talking like this. It's not about like I want people to have the bad karma or make a sin. Or it's not I feed the milk or feed the rice to keep you stay alive. It's not like that. I don't care about human life. Because birth and death is their business, it's not mine. But I feel pity for a person who live near me and then they have a stupid life. Because they are in trouble, they are barren. Because life of stupid person is barren. No matter what, how big or small, how many or little that you have, it's barren. It's not worth it to want to be human. Because every second that passing by, you cannot bring it back. It's like when you spit your saliva out, you cannot take it back to your mouth. So you better realize that you come to practice in this temple. What are you doing? What are you talking? What are you thinking? Maybe somebody know, maybe somebody doesn't know. But you better realize about this. So everyone who's sitting at here, if you don't have the good intention for your life, you should not stay at here. Because every square inch in this world, a human and an animal can live on that. But why do you come here? Why are you here? You should realize that. You think the Buddha or disciple of Buddha is tasteless, it's not important. They cannot compare to lust or craving, right? Think, talk, do. If it's going wrong, to better stop. The faithfulness that I'm talking about you in the first day, if you don't use it, when will you gonna use? Or you wait the day that you die? You will use that. Who know anything better than this in this world? Because if you get lost in the body, get lost in yourself, that means you get lost in this world. Enlighten the world, this means enlighten yourself. Know the world means know yourself. Even though for myself too. If your dad and mom are good, then they become Arahant already. Yes, you have to realize and build the faithfulness inside. Have the faithfulness in the monk. Who is the monk? The monk is not a human. Man or woman, why are you showing up? Why are you making trouble in here? Although you think you're a better person than anyone. I want to ask, who achieved success or have enlightenment already? Picture your hands up. Do you feel ashamed about this? We are not a little kid or a chick that just cracked from the eggs. But we are a monk, we are adult. We have to realize about this. We practice for prosper or degenerate. This is the way to awake the faithfulness inside. If there is no Buddha arrived in this world, so where are you now? Maybe you fall, stay in hell already. Even though for myself too. Don't be stupid and addicted on male or female, because it's very stupid to do that. So the way to build up the faithfulness today, we have to change to new system. We don't use the old system anymore. We have to cut it. The Buddha says after enlightenment, the gossamer of lotus is inside, but the gossamer of the mind is outside. And the Buddha have the duty to teaching to people. He feel pity for all being, that they were born but become the slave of the ignorance, of lust, of delusion. This is outside, but the gossamer of lotus is inside. Therefore, the Buddha build up the center or the temple to support the world, to support all the being. He share and spread the Dharma until the Arahant monk happens. For me, I realize about this, and I think about this. So I don't want you to come here and wasting time. Otherwise, you better to be a slave of suffering. But for me, I won't be a slave of suffering anymore. The way to build the faithfulness, which is has the different way. First, kammakatta satta, which means you have the faithfulness in the karma. But you don't think about this, because you do everything. It's like the monkey in forest, or the fish in the water. Cannot see the sky, cannot see the land. This is not a good monk, not a good practitioner. It's not like that, because the monk or the good practitioner will not do like this. Because you don't have moral shame. You're not afraid with the sin. It doesn't matter how many times you were born, or how many times you die, but you should concern about do the goodness, do the right thing, do the good deed. And the second is, in the faithfulness, you should believe that whatever karma, the karma from the body, the karma from mind, the karma from speech, no matter what this karma happened in the morning, at noon, or night time, if the karma is the bad karma, they will receive it. If they do anything wrong, anything bad, they will receive it. But if they do anything good, anything right, so they receive the merit. And the next point is about the result of the karma, or the fruit of the karma. Nobody receive that except a person who make it happen. It's like when you plant the chili, the tree come out and the fruit come out, it still become the chili. It cannot change to be tomato. And no other receive for you. It's you will be the only one who receive that. Who will receive this for you? It's no one. If a husband do anything wrong, he will receive that. Not a wife. If a wife do the bad thing, she will receive bad thing, not a husband. If a son do the bad deed, he will receive bad deed, not the parents. Nobody can receive it for the other. And do you think that somebody will receive this karma for you? And in the end, Tathagata Bodhisattva, You should have the faithfulness in the Buddha. Build the faithfulness up in the Buddha. You have trust and confidence in him. Believe in his enlightenment. It's not just like believe in stupidity like that. So or you think you are better than this, you better go. Don't stay here and torture yourself. So I told you before that I won't treat you softly or gentle because you have a lot of defilement. Your wisdom is really nasty. It's lovely. It's like the mechanic when he making a pot. He will shape the pot. He will hit the pot when it wet. But right now, you are not just wet. You are very stupid. Extremely stupid. And no moral shame. No hari otapa. You are not afraid to do sin. Where is the secret place on earth? It's nowhere. There is no secret place on earth. There is no place that's free from death. There is no person who never get gossip. We knew it already. This forest is not a secret place. You have to wake up and build the faithfulness. Because it's really important. For me, I success and have enlightenment because of the faithfulness. It's not inferior like today. Or poor education like this. I don't serve the language. I don't serve the craving. Because I have the faithfulness. So plant the faithfulness inside your mind. At least 120%, then you will succeed easier. Sattaya tarati okang. A person will cross the ocean of suffering by faithfulness. Because it's the ocean of the sensual desire. It's the ocean of birth and death. It's the ocean of the wrong view. And the ignorance is the ocean. So you must have the faithfulness. You can cross the ocean of suffering like this. So sitting at here, then achieve already. What do you know? What do you see? How do you dare to lie to Buddha? Even though himself is nothing, he is non-self. But don't dare to have bad intention with him. Now you think you're better than him? All the monastery, all the temple is belong to Buddha. So you have to walk and follow his path. We don't have the purpose to build monastery for the ruffian to do the badness. So I told you before, but if you still want to do this, this means you open the hell for yourself.
Aputak viliyeng peti. If you have the bad speech, or if you have a speech in the wrong way, in the wrong place, in the wrong time, for sure the hell arise to you immediately. Badness is non-self. Stupidity is non-self. But the bad guy and stupid people, they are exist. When the bad person die, for 100 years, but his name still remain on earth, and people still cursing him. But for a good person, even he still stay in the matter belly. But there is still people outside searching for him. So you should realize about this. You come here, it's not about I treat you to be happy and live really comfortable. But what I want is about you practice to live and sacrifice the defilement, the ignorance from your mind. If we talking about this and you don't understand, well, let's say it's like the Buddha said. Because he has the anger inside, that's why He hates the Buddha. And he has offense inside. That's why he hates his teacher. Then how could he succeed? Except lack of wisdom and increased stupidity. You know anger is destroy the wisdom. Even though you have the faithfulness, but if you still have the wrong view, wrong understanding inside, that can destroy the wisdom too. Who will teach you about this? Except the Buddha, then he can do it for you. I don't want you to be stupid, because soon or later, we will leave this world. We will be apart. It's not like you will be a deva and stay here forever. So it's not about 2 nights, 3 nights, or 90 days, 99 of practice, but you better to hurry and speed. Hurry to talk, hurry to think, hurry to do, and gain everything which is good for you. It's like the bee go to flower and take the pollen and the syrup back home like that. Yes, just the pollen and sweet syrup you carry back home. But don't get lost and wander around and keep eating the dirt around here. I don't want you to do that. Don't waste your time. You just concern and care about your body and mind. Because the body and mind could not be bad and follow with defilement. They are different. Desire, craving, attached, cling. This is the bad deed. It's a bad karma. Surrender, let go, calm, peace, cool down. This is the real merit. It's very different. I thought everyone know about this, but actually, you're still the same. It's like I rinse the water on the bottom of the bowl and cannot get in. Just please come out from the darkness and build up the faithfulness. Make it perfect. Because right now you have a poor faithfulness inside. The more lack of faithfulness you have is the more slow of your practice. And the second point is no charming that can compare or be satisfied as the charming of sila or morality. Because when you satisfy in man or woman, it always hurt you. It's dangerous. Why is dangerous? Because it has no morality, no sila inside there. Because you go to consume form, you go to consume mind of them. But when you satisfy in the sila or morality, you see, oh, it's gorgeous, it's beautiful. Even though it could become the satisfaction of the noble monk. Yes, only sila that can make people happy. And only sila that can make people have the great treasure. And only sila that can make people have nirvana. The right speed. The right conduct. The right livelihood, this is the sila or morality. Plan it. Build it in your mind. Yes. The right speed. The right action or the right conduct. And the right livelihood, you have to plan it in your mind. Make it happen. When it becomes to the perfect point, this sila will be the sila of Arahant. It's not belong to the normal people. Because it has the limited right speed, right action, right livelihood, this belong to Arahant, it's not belong to normal people. Because this is stay in the middle path or Majjhima Patipatthana. And in the right, it's in the right practice,
It's not poor, it's not fake to do this. When you build it, and then you will have the taste of sila. And you will see this sila is really delicious. But the taste of sila will be tasteless for stupid people. It's like the lizard got a golden necklace. It's no value. But for the sage, or for smart people, they worship and they see the true value of sila. Silang loke anutalang. Sila is the best thing of this world, and nothing else can compare. The best foods, the delicious foods of the Buddha and the Arahant monk is the sila. But what the point that you break the sila? What is the benefit from that? What for the digester that you will have? And the third point is, we have to realize about the monk. The monk, which maybe they are the Arahant, or they are the noble one, or the noble monk. So how many percent that you have the faithfulness with them? Do you respect them or not? Do you have the right understanding like them or not? Or you do not think about this? What is a noble monk? The noble monk start from Sotaban, Sakitakami, and Anakami. This is a noble monk, or we call Sekha, Yajan. But for the Arahant, is the perfect one, we call Asekha Yajan. Do you think about this or not? Because what I see is really like you love to talking to each other. And finally, you create a scene for both of you. You know, this is the fake friend, a bad friend that you have. It's not the real good friend that you come to talk like this. You know, the faithfulness to the monk is very important. You see right now many monks sitting at here. They are just the normal monk, and they are the enlightened monk. Yes, normal monk and enlightened monk stay together in the same place. If you can see it, you can take a look at this. Then you will see the enlightened monk. But if you don't know how to see, then you just see the normal monk. This kind of two monk, they have two things different. For the normal monk, they will walk on the path of eating, the path of sensual desire, and the path for be honor. But for enlightened monk, they walk in the other path. And this path had three things. First is Makkha, or the Eight Noble Path. And the second is the Phala, or the fruit. And the last one is Nirvana. They don't take, they don't want anything. But in fact, they just remove, leave, sacrifice everything out. It's very different. So now it's better for you to build up the faithfulness and realize about this. Don't be stupid around here, because every square inches is here is the place for a person who have the wisdom, have mindfulness to stay here. It's not a place for a person who have craving and ignorance stay here. And the next point is, because now I'm talking about the three points, right? The first point is the faithfulness. The second point is the sila. And the third point is to have the faithfulness and confidence in the monk. And then the next point is, how could we see this Dhamma often? See these three points often. It's like you see you breathing every time and everywhere like that. How could we do it? Or you just go to talk and play to each other. I think this is not the good way. So now you have to choose which way is good for you.
the way of disaster, the way of destruction, or the way of peacefulness, or all the way of liberation. How could you make your faithfulness become the real supreme faithfulness? Become the Tathagata Bodhisattva, the great faithfulness to the Buddha, and become the great Sila, which is belong to Aseka or Arahant Sila. And in the end, you have the faithfulness and confidence in the Arahant monk. How could we practice? How could we do it? So we can see this kind of Dharma often. Because a person will have the wisdom, they will build the faithfulness, build the Sila, build confidence and trust very often through his mind. Can you do it or not? Because right now, I see what you talk, you think, you do is useless. And the youthfulness with it necessarily, you don't do it. So this is stupid or clever. So what is more stupid than this? Or what is more clever than this? So many times, so many ways, so many languages, so many styles that I'm talking about this. But how come it never gets in your mind? Or your brain cannot absorb this? I want you to remove the bad behavior inside. Because being normal people is the worst. It's the worst of life. But it's just the normal anymore. It's just the peta, the hungry ghost, or just the being in hell, or demon. That's why it's called putushun, or normal people. That's why they explain that in the normal people, they have four characters. The first character is extremely angry. And the next character is extremely greedy. And the next character is extremely ignorant. And the last one is extremely ego. In Pali word, we call Pataparama is a person who very stupid, very stay in the ignorant, is hard to teach, hard to tell. It's not about like the lotus under the water, but it worse than that. I tell you, I warn you for 3 times, but if you still want to be the same, so I think this is your sin. Nobody can help you. If you want to be the most rich person, or you want to be a bad lucky person, it's about your choice. Because this world have the highest treasure, only one thing is nirvana. And the rest just the disaster. This I dare to tell you, in this 10 universe, from the human, Deva, Brahmins, until Nirvana. The real treasure of life that we were born to be human, that great treasure is Nirvana only. Because the rest is just a disaster. Now you think you were born with this bone, skin, and then you take the mountain or the tree to be your refuge. You do it for stupid, it's right. But in fact, we better grab something which is good, is it very useful. And then we go away. Don't need to waste time to sink under or drown it. Under defilement, under sensual desire, under wrong will, under ego. Anupata Yirata, we choose sacrifice attainment out of the mind. Don't consume it again. You know, in Anantalakana Sut, in the end, when the 5 hermit listen to the Buddha teaching, after finish his teaching, all their minds are liberated to nirvana. They have liberation because they sacrifice the attachment. They don't keep attachment in their mind. That's why they have the liberation. Because body, speech, and mind is impermanent. Because body, speech, and mind, they are suffering. And body, speech, and mind, they are empty. This is not nirvana. Do you know what is necessary in life? It's about we can have the great teacher as nirvana. The other thing is just like the dust. It cannot compare to nirvana. That's why the Buddha have the Dharma inside. And this Dharma is so powerful. No bad thing, no blemish, no darkness, no defilement can cover the Buddha minds and also for Arahant minds, the noble minds too. And the Sila is beautiful. And the noble monk love to worship the Sila. And they have satisfaction with the Sila. Because this is a great treasure. So please don't think that you are better and wonderful. Because right now, you have the defilement cover your eyes. You have craving cover your mind. But still want to show off, is this worth it or not? Because today is end, tonight is end, tomorrow will come and pass, and the next day will come and pass, the next night will come and pass and end. It's already like this. And then what is the point, what is the benefit that you will have from this? Nobody guarantee. No one can extend your life, can extend your age to live longer. Or you think you have the visa to do this? Or you have to realize about this. Oh, it's so pity, so ashamed. I think if you stay in the other place, I think it's worse than 50 buffalo stay together. It's not a human. Only a person. Who can give you the direction? This person should be respected. But a person who close the door, who shut the gate, who block the way, it's better to stomp on them. That's why I said, if we close, this is the ignorance. But if we open, this is the Nirodha, or the extinction suffering. Yes. Open and plant something good inside. This is the Nirodha. But if we close, we cover. This is the ignorance. When the mind close, the mind get cover. That means the mind stay in the ignorance. And when the mind open, the mind plant something and grow up and have the fruit. So this is a nirvana. Yes, open and awake and know and joyful. This is my purpose to do it. It's not about I take you here and feed you and let you stay here with nothing until you die. Because I cannot fix, I cannot change in getting old sick and die. But what I'm teaching right now, it's about not being a slave of ignorance and change to be a slave of nirvana. Yes, I can do it for you. Because the supreme life is about if you can extinct the poisonous of birth and death. Because the most happiness, the most comfortable is no birth, no death. Because the disaster, the birth, the death, the sadness and painfulness which happen from ignorance and craving. So the mind that in ignorance and craving, that mind will have the freedom. free from love, free from hate, free from birth, free from death. No more anger, no more like and dislike, and no desire. So try to have it, make it happen. Try to taste it. Don't waste your time with nothing.